Welcome to Loud Mouth Stereo, y'all. It is hump day. It's a motherfucking Wednesday in this bitch. The dildo don't matter. Welcome, okay? Hola. This is a podcast brought to you by Shan, myself, She from She Gets It Pod, and one third of Somewhat Page Beyond B, Cozy Room Podcast, which I'm really suffering today because this mom shit has really tried me today. And this is Greg. Greg is over here, you know, just coming in with the coolness and just asking me, you know, what's going on. And I really got shit to say. Hey. This is Greg from Black and Bothered.
Shit, man, it's just another day for me, another day for you, boy. But yeah, we need to talk, because boy, you came in on 10 and now I'm ready. So, I guess let me just start really quick. Let me just say this. You know, I'm really like strict when it comes to COVID, right? So, you know, we had baby girl's party. I didn't tell you this shit, but we had a family member, by proxy. So it was a friend that became family who decided to go to fucking New Orleans for an entire week. And then they didn't quarantine when they got back. Didn't tell us this shit, but somehow they came to the house. They came to the birthday party and then left early because they said that their cousin had bronchitis. 3 days later, they say they have a positive COVID test.
Ugh.
Which means we had to tell all 14 people who came to the, you know, the party, because mind you, we're still in COVID, that they had to go and get vaccinated. Not vaccinated. What do you call it? Go get tested and shit like that, including us. I get it. Like, she was vaccinated, and you never know. I don't want to, like, judge people for shit like this, but when y'all be going on these trips and shit like that, when y'all go on vacations and trips, when they tell you to quarantine, even though you're vaccinated, they mean fucking quarantine. Stay in the house. If you have somewhere that you're going, like, you know, say, for example, you get back from this vacation and you had something planned for when you get back, you're not going to that. You're staying your ass in the house just in case you develop symptoms from, you know, the fucking plane or, you know, the Uber or, you know, the place that you were just fucking at. Please, ladies and gentlemen, just be safe. I'm not making it long-winded tonight. That actually kind of pissed me off. But clearly, Shan has something on her heart, on her spirit, and I'm ready.
Shan, Greg, Shan. Okay, so I thought I had a COVID scare in my house. I thought I'm going to have to put my 4-year-old out with her things. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Saturday, she was at her dad's house, and he was like, did Ari have bumps on her when she was at your house? I said, no, I don't even got no mosquitoes at this house because there's no water around my house no more. And I was like, no. He was like, well, I'm giving her an oatmeal bath because she got some bumps on her. I was like, okay, cool. Sunday came, and I saw her, and I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is this? He was like, nigga, I don't know what the fuck is this. And I was like, nigga, I don't know. So I took a picture. I was like, okay, let me put her cream on because she has eczema. Mm-hmm. When she gets bites, it gets like really flared up. She has like pharmacy Zyrtec for kids. So I just drugged her. I gave her some Sizzurp and I drugged her. All right. I was like, okay, she should be good. Next day, this motherfucking rash is spreading like the bubonic plague. It's on her chest. Oh. It's on her back. It's going down her arm, and it's on the side of her face. And I'm just like, ew. I was like, what is this? I know it ain't chicken pox because she got her shots for chicken pox. I know it's not contagious because her and Anya take baths together. Mm-hmm. I would have got it because she's very clean. She likes to sleep with me sometimes. And I was like, okay. She ain't got no fever. She ain't got no, she eating. She getting on my nerves the same. Like, what the fuck is this shit? So I take her, I said, I need a appointment today. I told my boss, I was like, hey, I'm about to be out this piece. Here's a picture of my child's chest. Yes, it looks nasty. I need to figure out what this is before I put her in my house. He was like, okay, cool. Drove, took all 4 hours of work, drove an hour and a half to Decatur. to take her to this new doctor that could see her that day. The doctor takes a 10-minute look at her and said, I don't know what this is. Bitch!
Oh, no.
It is hot as fuck. I had to pick up Anya early for school on her first day. I drove all the way up here, and all you're going to say is, you don't know what this is? You going to recommend me to a dermatologist?
Oh, absolutely fucking not. That's what we ain't
going to
do.
She recommends me to a dermatologist. I call the dermatologist. Nobody answers. Their mailbox is full. Next day, call. Nobody answers. Today, been calling. Somebody finally answers and says, all right, what kind of insurance do you have? Tell them the insurance. Oh, we don't take that. Bitch! So
everybody trying you today. I love it.
It's like phone tag all day while I'm in a training Zoom, calling her doctor and trying to get her doctor on the line, trying to also schedule her for a COVID test with her doctor's office, and trying to decipher if her dad is going to take off to take her or I'm going to have to take off again to take her. I hate as a fucking mom, because I'm the one with the pussy and the juice, to be the one to take off all the time to take these kids to the fucking doctor. Mm-hmm. I hate that shit. So I'm just like, yo, I already took off 4 hours on Monday out the blue to take her. This your turn. Her appointment's on Thursday at 11:15. Good luck. You know what I'm saying? So her COVID test is on Thursday. Still don't have a dermatologist appointment. So she was at, today's the first day she went to school. And I said, Aria, this rash here, Barbara, is between us, okay? Don't lift up your shirt. Don't show your teachers. Don't say shit. I don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. Cool. She ain't say nothing. Picked her up today. I tell her to take off her uniform. Man, this goddamn rash has gone to her thighs and it's on her upper ass. I'm just like, oh, no. So I was like, okay, I got to call urgent care. Since these dermatologists is playing with my time, I got to call urgent care because I don't know what this is and it's spreading. So I call urgent care. I got the nurse on the line. She was like, okay, what did you do? What do you think it is? What does she have? Does she have allergies? Told them. All right. So the doctor would like you to bring her in. Urgent care got kids in there sounding like this, Greg. I kid you, no lie.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, yo, I don't want to be in here. I feel like I'm getting germs on me by this second. So I'm in there with Anya right when I clock out at 5:30. I am in my truck driving to urgent care. I get in urgent care. It's about 30-something people in there. There's a fever side of the waiting room, and there's a no fever side of the waiting room. There's a you got this, and there's a you got that section. I'm just like, yo, just call my number so I could get out of this room. So they finally call my number after like 40 minutes. Get in there. They ask me the same motherfucking questions again. Fast forward. The doctor comes in. This training doctor. He was like, okay, I'm going to let you go ahead and look her over and see what you think it is. And then I'm going to have you come out to me and tell me what you think it is. And then I'm going to come in. And he was like, is it okay if she's in here? I said, I don't care. I want some answers, honey. I'm not leaving here without no answers. So she looked at her over. She was like, oh, okay, I've seen this rash before. So I'm just like, okay, girl, cool. What is it? And the bitch walks out the room.
Hold on. Stereo was trying to silence you. What'd you say? I need you to repeat that.
She was like, she knows this rash. And I'm just like, okay, cool. What is it? And she just walks out the room.
So hey,
I'm looking at Ari. Ari looking at me. Anya looking at me. So Anya was like, so what is it? I said, girl, that's what I'm trying to figure out. She kept that shit out secret. So we'll just wait for the doctor that looks like Santa Claus to come in the room. So Santa Claus walks in. And I'm just like, okay, so since this whole rash is top secret and she says she know what it is, but she ain't tell me. You the doctor with the answers, right? And he was like, yeah, that's okay, come in. I was like, okay, what she got? He was like, all right. He was like, so this rash is called psoriasis rosacea. I was like, okay, so what caused it? He was like, nothing. I said, so what can I do to help her? He was like, nothing. I was like, so what do I do? Like, I'm confused. He was like,
exactly. What the fuck?
He was like, it's random. It starts at their back. It starts in the folds of their skin. Then it spreads to their chest. Then sometimes it spreads to their arms and their legs. And it lasts 4 to 6 weeks. There's nothing that caused it. There's nothing that you could put on it. Sometimes it's itchy. Sometimes it's not. It'll just go away on its own. Greg? I kid you not. If I had Ari slide out my pussy first, she would have been her only kid.
Lord.
Like, she's so, like, demanding. She's so sensitive. She's so needy. And the things that bothers her or comes with her is so unexpected and random, and it always takes me for a fucking loop. I'm just like, Anya was never like this. And I haven't taken her to Jamaica to go see my family, because I'm really like, there is no way I'm doing that long ass flight with you, and you get there and you just give me hell the whole time because you're uncomfortable. Like, she's very sensitive. So that was my day. I really wanted to take a 2-hour nap because she had her feet under me. She had one of her legs under me last night and the other foot on top of me, and I had a slither of my bed. So I needed a nap today. My eyes was fucking burning, and I found myself in a bed for the afternoon right when I was off. So I'm irritated and I'm pissed off. My dinner wasn't hit. My dinner was string beans, tuna, and some motherfucking crackers that I did not finish. I'm about to make my motherfucking coffee. I'm telling you, when Saturday come, all I'm eating is dick.
You know what? Wait. Hold on. Wait a fucking minute. I'm thinking you about to say something nice. Did you say? Oh, hold on. Wait a minute.
This week has been very hard for me as a vagina holder in this world, okay? And I think I deserve to eat Wang on Saturday.
So, everybody who's listening, how are y'all day going? Because, what? Shane, really? This is how we're starting the episode.
Oh, my God! I am tired, honey.
What in the hell just happened?
And all her dad can text me is, thank you. Sir! So, that's why today I tweeted, if I could come back to this live one more time, I would want to come back a man who is a husband, who, you know, just is very educated, and I just live. Because this mom shit is too hard. This mom shit is hard as fuck.
I'm sorry, that is hilarious to me.
I feel like I wouldn't know how to please a woman with a big dick. And I would know how to please my children, and I would know how to balance it and work life very well. But this mom shit is really exhausting.
Can I just ask you why are you this way today, of all days?
I'm tired, and anything can come out my mouth right now, which makes this a great episode. Y'all get ready.
Why are you? This should not be.
To clown around, it's Greggy and Shanny. We about to talk dildos on the big comfy. Who we got in here? Roll call. Who we got in here? Who in this piece?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're dealing with today. So yeah. I need y'all to go ahead, like, follow, subscribe, all that extra shit, because Shan is on 1,000 today, and I can only imagine. It's only gonna get worse.
I'm sick of it.
She said, I'm really going to go, and you're going to indulge in dick this weekend.
I'm so sick of it. I have to put sugar in my coffee, and I haven't had sugar in 3 months. Sick of it.
I have nothing. I am Whitney to the shit today. I have nothing. Because that is, I'm sorry, that is hilarious to me.
And this is perfect. You know why, Greg? Because this rolls into the fact that there are really some men out here, and maybe some women. That's not my forte. I already got titties and a pussy and flaps. I know what they do. I don't need another one.
But titties, if you're and out, pussy and flaps.
Yeah.
And flaps.
If you're a woman out here loving on another woman, bless your heart. But I can't do it. But for those who enjoy a few good slithers of a dick down, and you also like a side of toys, that maybe it's dildos, maybe it's clit vibrators and stimulators, maybe it's vibrating panties, maybe it's the whole massager with the nozzles on it and shit. If you enjoy those things, the dildo doesn't matter.
You know what?
This is why the title is this title, because I know Greg been wondering, why is this title this title? I'm going to tell you, because I think men get really, not all, but most men get very intimidated by a woman who is well-versed in her toyage, on her voyage.
Yo, you just created a word, toyage.
Yeah. Women toyage. Who are well-versed in their pleasure toyage, and can tell you what they like and what does what and how it does it and how long it's going to take for her to get to that mountain peak. And you over here still wondering where her G-spot is. Sir, this is not a competition, because you're not going to win. This is so figure out what toy she like and figure out how to also use that toy like a handheld, like a Game Boy. And y'all become teammates together on her slip and slide. The toys are not your competition. Okay? The toys cannot talk to her. The toys cannot tell her shit all day before you give her the dick. So you also still have an advantage. So don't feel defeated because a woman also likes toys. They are your friends also.
I'm with Shan, because, yeah. If she's her fucking name, and she gets it. So clearly she got it. Wow. Okay, so full transparency, you know for a fact, I'll be in like clubhouse rooms, and there's this one particular room that went a little bit nuts today. And it went a little bit nuts because I'm starting to think that a lot of men are intimidated by the fact that women can actually please themselves.
Yeah.
And today got a little bit worse. Something was said in a group that it actually floored me. And I don't get floored by a lot of shit. So one of the girls in the group, shout out to her, she said that she blows raspberries on the dick. Raspberries? Either way, she blows onto the dick. She says she likes to go and stick her tongue in the pee hole, and ooh, she likes to blow raspberries in it. But she couldn't figure out how to spell it, right?
So mm-hmm.
Me, you know, I'm very analytical. I go on Google and Twitter, and I try to figure out what is the spell. I typed it in Google. What is the spelling of a raspberry, right? Raspberry. Whatever the fuck that term is, I wanted to know what the sound was like when it was spelled, which is P-B-B-B-B-B-T. To which, at the time I actually found out the spelling, the first thing I thought is, see, this what, you know what? I have nothing. I have nothing again.
That is a new way to spit on the dick. I mean, if he likes it, I love it.
The fucked up part is, you were the first person I thought about when we talked about this shit. Because I was like, this is some shit that Shan would say on the show and then do it. And what did you do? Damn it, you did it.
Does he know me or does he know me?
Yeah. So I was concerned because, you know, we did have a talk last week about sex toys. And one of the guys in the group was like, I think I'm enough that, you know, my lady, my wife, doesn't need to have a sex toy. To which I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean you're enough? Like, so I wanted to ask you, like, are men enough to not incorporate sex toys into the foreplay, the afterplay, the during, whatever?
Men are in the morning. Men are enough in the noon. Men are enough at night. Men are enough after they tuck their other women in tight. But let me tell you something else. You can also be enough, and I can also want a snack. And the snack might be the pussy pleaser.
And the pussy pleaser.
the clip teaser, the vibrator, the one with the remote, the shit that no longer needs a battery, thank Jesus, and can be charged in the wall. Okay? There's nothing wrong with the little vibrator. Yeah, y'all thought I was going to go there. Let him rot in the cell, Jesus. Let him rot. No, but there's nothing wrong with the little toyage, okay? That, like, and then men, this is another thing. Men be asking questions that they don't want answers to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dun, dun, dun. Like, all right, so what is the toy of your choosing? Is this, okay, what does it do? It does this. Let me see it. And then you show it to them, and then they ask something in comparison to themselves. And then you be like, I don't know. Because when has it been where you whip out your shit and I'm just like, wait, let me go get my measuring tape. Let me go get my ruler and see how y'all compare and see who I want to go first. It's not eeny, meeny, miny, mo who's going to get the pussy first. It's we're all getting the pussy tonight. The toy, your dick, your face, maybe something else. I don't know. But we all can get a piece. There is nothing wrong with women having toys. And wouldn't you want your woman, especially if you're not around, to have a toy instead of a new wang with a new face and a name and a social security number? Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, today I did see something very disrespectful across the timeline of the Twitter streets.
Oh, no. What did
I saw a fellow take a picture of his PlayStation or his Xbox with his woman's Rose plugged into it charging.
Wait a fucking minute. Hold on. Repeat that in English.
So she was charging her her Rose vibrator in his also his play place, his PlayStation. And I said, yes, that is very disrespectful, and I like her. I don't even know her.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, if you gonna play your PlayStation and you're going to tell me one more game, then let me go ahead and charge my Rose. And I'm going to tell you, okay, I'll be waiting. Like, what are we doing?
You know what? It is time for a call to action. Bubbly Gemini 95, JSAB 12, GGSQ. I need one of y'all to leave a voicemail and explain Shan. Please explain Shan to me. Because at this point, I have a lot to say, but wow.
Today I came very close to charging my new toy and I didn't because I can't. It would be very disrespectful for me to play with it before it's introduced to my partner.
Oh Lord. But now wait a minute. So when you when you get a new sex toy, is it required to use it with the partner before?
It's not required, but I feel like it's very disrespectful for, it's like watching a new movie by yourself and then being like, oh, I want to take you to the movies, let's go see this, and then you have to sit there and act like you ain't seen it before. Bitch, I know what this does, let me show you what I did last time. It's not that fun. Why don't we figure out what we gonna do together?
But the thing, but what happened, you gonna get good dick and you gonna have a good toy? You might black out. Like, the last thing you need, black out.
I want to wake up and not know who I am and where I am.
See, that's why we can't have nice things. This is exactly why we can't have nice things. I want people like Shan.
Esophagus and in my soul.
See, yeah, this is what happens. Where's Gigi at?
My follow it and you won't get it back. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm eating Saturday.
That's all you on a dick diet.
Before you go, 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 go.
Yo, what the? Oh my God! You know what? I wish I took an edible. I should have taken a fucking edible before this show. Because boy, Oh man.
Today, I apologize in advance.
Wow.
I am not like this all the time, y'all. It's just been a day, dog.
I feel you, but you know all the shows that we've done. We've done over 70 shows. I know that for a fact. And wow. I'm actually floored for the first time ever. For the first time ever, I'm actually. She gets it, part. Somehow this is Baylor's fault.
I mean, shout out to Baylor, because Baylor and I will be doing a show next week, and it's going to be also as juicy as this.
I'm actually terrified for that one. I talked to him, and I said, I don't know what y'all got planned, but you better have a plan. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, no, you're going to need a plan for that show, because if our shows haven't dictated like how left we can go, when y'all talk next week, I'm probably going to have to be drunk or have to take some funny candy because, hold on, can you explain to the people before we actually, like, before you do that show, what is the show about?
The show is about the top 10 ways to reach that O.
See, you know what?
Oh, it's magic, you know.
See. Somebody going nut and can't read good after. I'm telling that's you. Somebody. Fine.
That's fine, because next week on the 11th, I have my video appointment to confirm with a man that I've never met, who is a doctor, on why I want to close up my womb and toss it.
You know what?
And when I do that, I don't mind if somebody comes to shift my uterus. Take it or leave it.
This is usually when we're supposed to go on a commercial break. Oh, how the fuck do I segue that? I can't segue out of that. I legitimately cannot fucking segue out of that.
Take it away.
So let's get back on topic. So the dildo don't matter. Me as a man, I feel that like sex toys, they have a place in the bedroom and they should be largely used. Mainly for, you know, us guys, like it helps us so we don't have to do as much work. Yeah. And it's less for us to do. Now, I will say there are certain toys. I guess when y'all do like the O Talk, y'all can actually talk about sex toys too. Like which ones will actually help that are easier. Because as a guy, I will say it's a little bit weird. And like when we go in and we're like penetrating y'all, and y'all are using the toy at the same time, and that vibration on top of the love that y'all are giving to us at the same time, that shit can...
Listen, I've always wanted to talk in tongues in church, but we can do it in the bedroom. I don't mind. I reneged on a double pen. I mentioned it as something to try, and then when I thought about it, and I was like, you know, I feel like he about to punish me. I reneged and I was like, nah, maybe I'm biting off too much.
Yeah. And the reason for like, when it comes to DP, I've seen these videos and they make the shit look like art, but it feels like a fucking task. Like, especially with a toy, because like I got to talk to my.
Is it like Bop It? Pull it! Oh, pop it!
See? Do y'all see what I have to... Ladies and gentlemen, this is Shan in rare form tonight. This is Shan.
Let me tell you, I used to suck at Bop It, dog. So if it's anything like that, I feel sorry for that man. Whoever he is, I feel sorry for you. But I do feel like I need it. I need it.
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
I'm hungry and I want a full appetite.
You know what? You must be stopped. You are a criminal right now. What is going on? You know what? I'm blaming everybody in the room. I'm blaming Avery with the two I's and two E, Big Homie Jones, Marlene with a lot of vowels and two N's. We got Sunflower 82, John Sabo, JSAB 12. And Gigi, who has still not left a voicemail for me, because I y'all have to answer for Shan. This is y'all fault. Y'all wanted this. Y'all came into a room that was titled LMS, The Dildo Don't Matter. People who listen to the podcast, She Gets a Podcast, Young Black and Bothered Podcast. Y'all are listening to a show called The Dildo Don't Matter. And y'all are being thoroughly entertained, but I have questions. I have questions for Shan. Does the dildo matter? And why?
Have some things done to me where I lick your face for no reason.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, I understand that. And we're going to get back to that. We're going to get back to that. But have you ever been a bowling ball?
Ooh, yes, I have. And I don't know if I liked it or it was pressure.
Now, for anybody who is listening and is absolutely confused, what the hell is a bowling ball?
When you, so first of all, are you a bowler? When you stick, when you bowling, you can only put your thumb in one and your fingers in the other. So has your thumb ever been in one and your fingers in the Ocean's 11? If so, you are a bowler. Did you strike out or not?
Again, ladies and gentlemen, She Gets a Pod. Like, the reason why I asked about being a bowling ball is because I heard that again today. And the less I say in these rooms, the nastier people have started to get. And the moment that they said, oh, have you ever been a bowling ball? The first fucking thing I said again is, I can guarantee Shan has been a bowling ball.
Yes.
I can guarantee she's been a bowling ball.
Against my will, and sometimes I ain't saying no, but I ain't saying stop either.
You know what? Okay. So let's talk about that. Let's incorporate the toy scenario in this, right? So with being a bowling ball, say, like, I know a lot of women aren't into the anal thing, right? Like, that's just not their jam at all. But yeah, when it comes to
my jam, but now it's like strawberry jam and mango jam and
all the jams.
What flavor you got, GM? Ooh, that's what we
okay. Oh, my Lord. You see? But basically, like, the reason why I wanted to pose this question to you about that is because, like, when you are incorporating sex toys, usually people think of, like, vaginal and things like that. But when it comes to anal, as a woman, what is the way or the appropriate way that a man should try to incorporate toys when it comes to anal?
Okay, so I was never introduced to anal with objects. It was the dick, okay? Mm-hmm. Two times, I did not get, like, a warning. There was no, like, you know, 3, 2, 1. There was none of that. It was just like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, what? Wait, no. You just a soldier boy? Like, listen.
So now that is like a conversation piece, and then like, so when did you take the edible, or it has kicked in, or what you laughing for, nigga? I don't know, but it's about to be lit.
Oh my God, yo.
Now it's kind of like, I'm just ready to take it, right? Yeah. And I take it, and now it's kind of like, if you put something in there that's smaller than what I've already taken, is to me, it's defeating the purpose. Now, I'm in Atlanta, and there are strippers that dance with booty beads that light up, that are glitter, that they clap their ass, and you can see the booty shit sticking out. You know what I'm saying? That's just what they do. It's like, comes with the outfit. Some of them have tassels. I'm not into things hanging around within me if I'm not in the act. Now, there's other people who are into that. There's no toy that I have, like, specifically just for that ass. Okay? That ass section is just his section sometimes. Now, sometimes that ass section is like an empty threat. And I'm just like, and sometimes
did you just call it, like, an empty threat?
Yeah, like, sometimes you're like, oh, I'm gonna get that ass tonight. I'm just like, okay. And sometimes I be hoping that I put enough pussy on him, that we did enough dick thrusts, that he's so exhausted that he forgets about the ass also. And then once I know, like, he good, I'm be like, ah, that's the ass. He be like, next time, Batman. Next time. I'm saying, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it surprises you in the back shot. I'm just like, damn, you got me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I don't really mind it now. I'm just like, man, Dora the Explorer. Let's do this.
Did you just...
Please don't have your kids listening. This is not a child program. This is
not at all.
You know, my name is Shan. My mouth is very loose. That is Greg from Young, Black, and Bothered. Don't be afraid to get up on here and have a conversation. We see three of y'all sitting in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So.
I know at least two of the people on stage right now, they incorporate the toys. I'm going to call their ass out. Some of them have to. Gigi been clapping it up every time you say something, so I already know. She's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my jam. So. That's my strawberry mango jam.
See, I don't understand why some men feel disrespected by it. And why men who also embrace it are looked at as being weird. It doesn't mean that your wang is not enough. It doesn't mean that your mouthpiece is not enough. It just means, like, yes, I also do want to go out to eat. I also would like whipped cream and a cherry on top of my serving. And that's what that should be. It's not saying I do not want the meal. It's saying I would like special toppings on top of my meal to make it more delicious.
Exactly.
That's it.
Okay. So, as a woman, what are some toys that men should consider and trying to incorporate into the bedroom?
Ooh. So, I was doing my own research today while I was in a meeting Zoom for work. And I was trying to come up with, like, the top 10 sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've seen and what I like so far is the partner whale. And that's basically a clit and G-spot massager.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like $30, very inexpensive, you know, nothing major. And then they have like the O'Hare double vibrating rabbit cock ring. That's $15, very inexpensive. Then you have the Eva 2 vibrator, which is $138. It's a clit pleasure deluxe toy. It's like a whole contraption.
Wait, are you talking about the Eva 2? Never mind. I know what you're talking about.
Has like all the extra things.
Mm-hmm. It has. Okay. Quick little review, because I ain't gonna say too much more after this. It is great for back shots and missionary, and honestly, all positions. The reason for that is because you can put it right on top of the lips, like pretty much. It's like when like a doorstop for the pussy. So you just, you know, you open it up a little bit, you put it in there, or not in there, on there, and you know, you cover it up with, you know, the upper layer or the bread to the sandwich, and then you go for it. It does not move. It stays where it's at. And it has, I think, is it 5 settings or... No, it's 3 settings. So they have 3 different speeds. And it's made of medical grade silicone. So, you're going to have a fun ride fucking with that one. So,
listen, they had a squishy silicone vibrator that's like, it looked like how you would have like a ball of slime in your hand. Very interesting. Then they had 4-play dice. Listen, if you are in a relationship, a contraption, a marriage, a we don't know what this is, but we know we like to pleasure each other situation, have you some 4-play dice. They are $11. And it's just like dice that will really spice up your life if you're really tired of the mundane same strokes. Okay?
Hmm.
Then they have the Lee Wand pleasure set, that has different nozzles that go on the bitch. That's $236, and it looks well worth it. Okay. So that's interesting. I think that's for like the elite sex players. Then you have the which I am buying in a couple of weeks, the sex wedge pillow. Okay. It's $42. It gives you deeper penetration and lets you get in all of the Polly Pockets.
Okay.
Then, depending on what you like, you can get the booty beads. You can get the rose. Again, I mentioned this before. I don't really care for the vibrator I have because there's no balls attached. And if the balls ain't slapping, I'm sorry, I can't do nothing with it. I need the balls to slap. Like, I didn't know balls slapping against your lips was essential until they weren't there. Okay. Empty air while you're trying to get what you're trying to get, it goes nowhere for me. Now, for any other lady out there that doesn't mind the balls not being attached to their vibrator, great. But I need that. I need it. Okay? It's very essential for me. It's like eating food and also having vitamins that are within the food. I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's very essential for me. I've also found out that I like to feel everything. And in order for me to feel everything, I have to clear the playing field for everything, meaning more hairless cat, the more she be back. Yeah, so get everything so I can see everything and all the details.
Okay,
but yes, that is my discoveries.
Listen, with toys at least, like dildos, cool. I've told you, like, you know, in the podcast, once upon a time, we were sponsored by Dame, so Dame products, and I absolutely love their shit. Like, what is the clit sucker toy that everybody like, the rose? Everybody's into that shit now. Dame has the, what is it? It's called the Air. It's spelled like AER. And it does the exact same thing. They also had like the art. They usually like use like words that are just like three letters or something like that. Mm-hmm. But for me, one of the biggest things that like people have like talked about recently are like, it's not an anal bead. It's like a butt plug. So I'm very intrigued by butt plugs because the women who talk about them, they have nothing but high praise about butt plugs. They're like, I wore my plug all day. And, you know, sometimes like I'll go and what did she say? She was like, when she sits down at work, like when she's working from home, she'll just like gyrate around and like she can instantly have an orgasm from it. And this is like a girl on Twitter. I was like, yo, like, wait a minute. Like, what happens? Like, I didn't know that, like, butt plugs can, like, make women orgasm by moving. If that's some shit that it's doing, we need to talk.
Greg? Can I say something right now?
Oh, go for it.
I don't even know what having butt plugs will do as far as, like, having climax randomly. But sometimes, if my pussy is thumping enough, depending on what I'm wearing, if it's rubbing the right way, I'm good to go. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Yeah.
So if you see me out smiling, it's not just a good day.
You know what? You know what? I'm calling people to task now, like officially. So, GGSQ, and we got what is this? Shaquita Jackson. I need you to come and leave a voicemail because Shan is out of pocket right now. She is absolutely fucking out of control. She has lost her marbles. She is.
If you see me out in public and you smile and you say good morning, I said, it's a glorious day. Listen, the pleasure is all mine, for real. Good job.
I can't believe you. I cannot believe you.
Listen, we have a message.
See, this is what you call a call to action. Shout out to the listeners. Shout out to the listeners. Be loud. Let's go. What she got? Come
on. All I'm going to say is that she's exactly right. It didn't happen to me plenty of times.
See? Mm-hmm. Yes. She got a nut from that butt. That's what, you okay? All right, I see you. Yes.
No, but I'm trying to get like that. I'm trying to nut for my butt.
You trying to... See, you know what? Somebody gonna play crime mob and be like, nut if you butt.
Mm-hmm. Nut from your butt. Nut from your butt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to, dog. And I'm trying to get off by giving head. I ain't never done that before.
Wait, did you say you're trying to get off by giving head? Okay, so let's talk now. So we've clearly moved from the dildo and toys. For the ladies who are listening, feel free to, you know, add us on Twitter and, you know, give us all the comments. If you live on stereo, please feel free to leave a voicemail. When y'all are going and doing the fellatio, when y'all are going and giving the head, the dome, the bop, or whatever you want to call that shit, what actually, like, presses y'all valve on when it's time for, like, when you, like, you know what, like, I'm doing this shit. I'm sucking some dick right now. I'm actually really fucking good at it. At what point are y'all turned on? You're like, oh yeah, like this shit I'm doing makes me want to fuck them. I need to know.
I'm gonna tell you when he be talking shit like I can't. That's an old you challenge. Oh nigga, I'm Bruce Lee on this dick. I'm going here.
I'm Bruce Lee on this.
I am your mechanic today. I am Bruce the Rich. I got this.
Give me I'm two Bruce Lee on it.
Give me two.
I'm Bruce Lee on this dick. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Lockjaw. Wet.
I am Bruce Lee on this dick.
Yes. Here, dog. You got me. What throw?
Did we get another voicemail? Because we need a break. Jesus.
My throat kicking it tonight. Yeah. DG! I knew it.
Hi, Shan. Hi, Greg. Yeah. I love you guys. I'm enjoying this episode. I'm not even going to lie. I feel like Shan has covered the most when it does come to sex and having a dildo. And your commentary has given me life. And I've always thought about when it does come to toys or anything outside of the tools that you have as an individual when having sex, it's supposed to enhance it. It's not supposed to replace it.
Exactly.
But I'm really enjoying this. So I'm sorry I don't want to interlude. There's nothing that I don't agree with. I agree with a lot of things. And
yeah,
just be great. But I'm here.
Thank you.
I appreciate she said, you know, it's supposed to enhance because, again, you know, tying it back into the conversations, and I want people, you know, I won't put people's names out there, mm-hmm. but a lot of men feel like it doesn't enhance the sex, mainly because it doesn't involve them. Even though it does involve them and it actually gives them more reasons to actually go and penetrate harder, faster, and shit of that nature, they see it as a competitor during sex. Like, hey, yo, because one dude said this wasn't even recent. This was like a month or two ago. And we were talking about toys. We were in the room and there was a woman who is in a poly relationship. And she had mentioned that, you know, her partner uses toys on her before because it helps him finish faster because he's already gotten her nut out of the way. So now he's getting his. They're both satisfied and they can go. To which one of the dudes in the room says, but if she finishes first, she's not going to put in the same effort when it comes to making him finish. And I was like, yo, that is the most selfish thing I've ever heard in my life. Like that.
Some women are like that. And some men think once a woman nuts, then that's when she gets tired and she starts being a pillow princess. But for me, I'm a trio nutter. You know what I'm saying?
These statements. The trio nutter. Wow.
Trio nutter. You can eat me for breakfast. I'm going to do two peanuts and I'm going to let you know when I nut that. And then
trio nutter. I can't get over that. The trio nutter.
Yeah. And if you're not doing it right and you be like, I know you nutted and I'm not going to say nothing, that means I did.
Okay. So
I'm going to let you leave with your dignity.
So thank you for mentioning nutting. So since we are on the episode about dildos and toys and stuff like that, if the toy has made you nut and you know that he's not finished yet, do you mention that you came? Or do you just acknowledge in your head that you nutted and continue to moan in order to get him to finish? That way, y'all can both be done.
First of all, I'm not nobody that's going to tell you when I nut. If it's a man that demands to know, that man usually is going to know when I nut, where it doesn't have to be said. But at the same time, I'm not going to leave you hanging. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever you need to get done in order to get your car out the lot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're starting shit. See, even Gigi's is like, oh yeah, okay, now I can talk now. Gigi, come on stage. Feel free to join us tonight. Join us on the Loudmouth Couch. Because clearly...
Also, Shannon, please let the men and our listeners know that there's different levels of orgasms for women as well.
Yeah.
Gigi, come on stage. Come on stage right now. You are invited on stage because as a man, I'm going to shut up. I want to hear both you and Shan explain to me, an ignorant male, exactly what the hell you mean. Please come on stage. Bring yourself on stage. You are invited. Let me play some Jeopardy music. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. Okay, so let me start this off. There are levels of a nut. Like the first nut for a woman that's been wanting it, let me let her in. Come and knock on my door. I'll be waiting for you. GG!
Welcome to Loudmouth.
This is exciting.
So, since you brought up the levels of nut, for me personally, I can't speak for every woman. Shout out to Whitney Houston. I'm not talking about the drugs. I'm talking about, you know. My first nut be like that itch that I've been trying to scratch all day. Right? Got it. We in there. Let's load up, crank this shit up to second shift. Second shift be like, okay, what we about to do to get this other nut? We about to do some things. And sometimes I like a talker that talks shit. And like I was saying at the end of the other show that I did with Baylor Greg and you, where I was like, he really was talking dirty to me. He really was telling me that he about to have me eating ass and licking gooch. And I was like, who said I wanted to do all that? And he was like, shut up, bitch. I know you like that shit. And the nut came and it was raining on the dick. And I said, you know what? You be knowing. And I was so disgusted and proud of myself at the same time. And I'm just like, yo, why did that make me that? And sometimes it be the right person knowing that you need to tap into the other gear of kink shit in order to get some other shit.
I totally agree. And sometimes you be on it, you be like, what is this nigga saying? Wait a minute.
Right.
Y'all nasty. Y'all nasty. Oh, very nasty.
I was about to quote a man that we don't talk about no more. Never mind.
You know what?
Listen. This is why it's very important for men to know the woman that they're dealing with, Because let's say if that man is dealing with multiple women, you can't talk to all of the women the same way. And you won't be able to really tap into that woman that you're currently dealing with and sharing energy with in the way to get her at her mountain peaks.
You're right, Shan, but you also just proved that if you don't know, maybe you should try it because she just might like it.
That's exactly. A fact.
But there's a lot of people who honestly are just like, you know, they feel challenged or threatened by like incorporating new shit that they didn't mention first. They're like, yo, like, what the fuck you mean you about to bring in a toy? What beads? What the fuck? No. Mm-mm. But if they wanted to do it and they thought about it first, they'd be like, all right, I'm with it. I'll do that. So,
yes.
Sounds like insecurities for me.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's insecurities when men don't want like the toys, or you bring it up and then the conversation, the discussion gets really dry and nobody's texting after that. Like, damn, are you really like in the back seat because I brought the toy in the vehicle?
Well, that's because a lot of people nasty until they meet somebody who is as nasty or is teaching them more nasty shit. And then it's like, oh, wait, what the fuck? Like, I thought I was, like, nasty, nasty. But you, like, nasty, 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 nasty. Fact. Like, oh.
That's a fact. Yeah. Because I'd be like, why are you giving me dick like this? And he'd be like, because you was a nasty bitch. I'm just like, you right.
Did you say, why you, you know what? What?
And you right. And you's a nasty nigga.
Yo, how do you respond to somebody you write like, hey, by the way, how you gonna confirm?
You gotta you be confirm honest.
And deny though.
You gotta said, be honest right. At that point.
Oh my god, you right?
What?
But the thing is, like, if somebody had that conversation with you and you said you write, like the expression on their face, like. It's going to be a guilty pleasure type of look where it's like they look down and then they look up like, mm-hmm, yeah, okay, all right, I'm with you.
Also, if you like downing his dick and you look up and he got that stuck face like he having a stroke. Oh, girl, you in there, dog?
Hey, y'all.
Like, he is about to tap out, dog. You are in there. Don't stop, dog. Don't stop.
You got to chill.
You know that soft part at the back of your throat?
You see what I mean? Do you see what I fucking mean? Oh my God.
You like go ham and his dick start feeling like the soft part at the back of your throat and you don't know which one is which. Don't stop.
You know what? See? This is...
What is it called? Oh, like that runner's break, you know, like when you keep running and you got to that point where you're tired but you can just keep going?
Yes.
That's what it is.
Be like, I worry about my legs and the back of my throat tomorrow.
Did you say you? I was not, if anybody's listening to the playback of the podcast, I was not ready for this episode.
Oh.
I didn't have a docket. I did not have any, like, she's surprising the shit out of me just like she is surprising y'all.
I forgot to have a docket because of my crazy day, Greg.
I'm floored. Like, usually, I'm telling you, I have, like, wow. Oh, boy. Oh, I can't wait for people to hear this shit back on the podcast.
When you have, like, sessions like this, it'd be the ones that are, like, not planned out for this person to come through. It'd be the ones where you didn't even know you was about to have it go this way and it's just happening. And they also be the sessions where the aftermath be, okay, let me clean up. Let me gargle with mouthwash, but you can't even feel the back of your throat and you actually swallow a little bit.
Let me try to stand, but it's like a little limp every time you try to take a step.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You try to get up and sound like mac and cheese.
Not mac and cheese.
Did your pussy just burp yesterday?
Did you?
Excuse.
All right.
Listen, they go be hungry and greedy at the same time.
See, pick a strap. This is why. This is fucking why.
Oh, I just, And then sometimes, depending on, like, you know, the energy that day, sometimes that man, that person will pound cake it to the point where the club starts to close. And when the club starts to close, it's like the epitome of, you can feel her lips just like turning into bouncers at the club that's tired and ready to go home. They got to deal with the drunk bitches at the door that's going real slow. Like, nigga, if you don't get this nut, we about to leave.
Oh, you. Oh, no. And we closed. Listen,
he is closing the door. It is 3 a.m. Figure it out.
You know, so right, what the lights turned on.
Listen.
Oh yeah. So what are some cases where the dildo doesn't matter for y'all? Like, at some point, like, y'all have incorporated the toy, or y'all haven't, either way, and the dildo or the sex toy doesn't matter. Like, where you don't want to have a toy in that scenario.
It's like steak. If you go to a good steakhouse, you don't need sauce. You just know it's cooked right. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Great analogy. I like that.
That's true. And sometimes when the dildo been there this whole time and you could have used it instead of having this individual come through and give grace. If I wanted the dildo, I would have gotten the dildo and not even dealt with you. But I don't want that. I want this.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Let me ask you another question, which is a counter to that. Say, for example, you go into a situation where you're having sex with somebody and you're not satisfied with the sex. They're laying beside you. Would you use a toy knowing that they're laying there?
It depends. Yes.
And it does depend, but I definitely have.
Ooh, I've
no
never
shame.
Had it before.
No
but
shame.
But at the time when I wanted to, I didn't have a toy. But I would have. I would have done it right there in his face.
I gotta get you a to-go bag, Shan.
Listen.
She said, I gotta get a to-go. So what are some, as a woman, like, what is a case where you're like, you know what, like, I'm going to just have to pull this. Like, was the sex that bad? Or is like, no, you actually want it just a little bit more. And you're like, you know what, I'm just go ahead and handle the rest myself.
Man, when that man could not swim.
She said he could not swim.
When he couldn't swim, and every time he touched the water, it was Creole. You know what I'm saying? Get out of the pool. You came here without your life jacket. Go home. And I really wanted him to leave me money on my dresser before he left.
That is fucking hilarious.
Not because I gave you work, just because you don't deserve and you done wasted my time.
Mm-mm-mm.
For me, it'll probably be like a scenario like we're like really lit. He's probably more lit than me. And then he like goes down and I realize that I wasn't finished. I have to figure it out. I probably won't get locked up because they can't prove it. But I've actually even used like my partner's hands, like, because I was just like, no, you have to finish. And like they really couldn't function, but we got through it. We definitely did. Shout out to you. I hope you're okay.
Did you just wish him well?
Yes. He provided a service. Maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't. But shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to the men that, you know, stay there even when what is that? Shout out to Katrina. The levees have broken and you still stay there and you don't drown. Shout out to y'all. Okay? Because I stifled a nigga with this pussy the other day.
She said she stifled a nigga.
He was a trooper. Because nobody told you to give me your face and the edge of the bed at the same time.
That's nice.
Wait, well, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again in English? What did you just say?
That is nice.
What? Hold on. Wait a f- Like, yes, ladies and gentlemen who are listening to the show. What did you just say?
Okay, so y'all know that the edge of the bed gives you an extra bounce that the rest of the bed can't, right?
Gives you a nice little angle, yes.
Yes, so it was the fact that I was told to pull up the flick that I enjoyed the other night while giving, well, he was giving me face, a facelift. And we were on the edge of the bed. And when the going got to going, sir, there was no get off. There was like, oh, these levees about to break and you about to get this. And I hope you come up for air. Homie was a scuba diver. He was good.
Shout outs to him. I like those. Shout out.
She said, I like those.
I couldn't breathe and he took it like a trooper. Wonder if he should sign up for the Navy.
Y'all gotta be stopped.
He probably focused on his breathing. Probably did some exercises. I like that.
Listen, I like the effort. I see it. I know you see
it.
It was good. I had to dap him up after that. I think you did your thing. You did your thing.
Did you say I have to? I got to stop.
Greg, is that disrespectful after a man comes through with the energy to dap him up after like a good game?
Yes, that's absolutely disrespectful. Like, hey, no, don't do that. That hurt. Damn, that's like
positive reinforcement.
Yes,
you want a cookie? Hey, you just ate it.
Hey! Double chocolate chip plus brownie mix. I dap mine's up. You know how y'all players like to tap each other on the ass for good coaching, dog? I have to dap you up, dog. That was energy.
Y'all must be stopped. Y'all literally have to be stopped. Y'all are crazy.
He came here to be honest, okay? The dildo, not because there's something wrong with the dildo, just because it's not everything. And don't assume that a woman that has dildos or a dildo doesn't need you. Oh, she needs you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah. I'd rather suck a dick than a dildo.
That's a fact.
I'm glad you said that because that's going to come up later in another episode because we're going to talk about that one. That's where I get to be drunk and disrespectful. So just stay tuned for that one. Not tonight.
I don't know why would I want to stay tuned to you being drunk and disrespectful on purpose?
I mean, yeah,
It has to happen.
Yeah.
It has to happen one day. Just not today. Not today. But
it's okay.
And the reason for that is because our guy group, like my personal guy group, we would talk in dildo talk with women and things of that nature, right? And one of the guys said that, you know, his girl, you know, they had a threesome. They had a threesome and she pulled out a strap for the third, I guess, like the other girl, to which he, to this day, he's still kind of traumatized at the fact that she knew how to work dick. And I was like, what is work dick? And he was like, yo, like she was fucking the shit out of her. Like I would fuck the shit out of her. And I was like, but as a woman, like, wouldn't you know how you would want to be fucked? Right. And he says, no, she's done this before. And I don't understand. So yeah, we're going to talk about that on another episode. Cause I'm not going to bring an extra 30 minutes into the show about that. But
I was about to say, she had the strap on. She clearly had to buy it. Like that's a set. It's not like, oh, let me go rent it or let me go find it on the corner.
I was asking. Yeah, when I told him, I was like, yo, like, did you have this discussion about the toy? Did y'all talk about the toy? Well, to me, a strap isn't a toy. That's like an accessory. It's not like going to fucking, you know, CVS. But when he was like,
depends on what CVS.
CVS sells sex toys?
I mean, at this point, you never know. I've seen a lot of things in Vegas and stores that I didn't think you can find.
Walmart got sex toys. I wouldn't put it past nobody else.
I would not trust Walmart to sell me any, like, lewd sex toy. None of that shit.
Listen,
I just don't trust Walmart.
And I saw them next to the cigarettes.
Couldn't do it. Some shit I can't do. That one. Can you imagine going into fucking Walmart? You're like, yo, like, you know, what do I got to get? Hawaiian Punch, diapers, lube. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's not a grocery. No.
Yes. That's Home Goods.
go to Walmart and get juice, ice, a shovel.
Wait, what? You will kill
me? Go to Walmart and get juice, ice, a shovel, some bleach, and a vibrator, and a lighter, and put it on the register and keep eye contact with the cashier. Oh, there's gonna be police escorting you out, bud. what are you about to do?
Like ma'am, you left your anal lube on aisle 3.
Listen. And then after she bags me out, I'm be like, somebody owe me money. I'm gonna go punish somebody that owes me money.
Let's bring it on home. So what are our closing thoughts on the fact that dildos don't matter? Like, do y'all agree? Do you disagree? And more importantly, what is one statement that you could make that's an unpopular opinion about dildos?
Come on, Gigi.
There's a dildo for everyone. It doesn't matter who you are. There's non-penetrating vibrators. There's penetrating vibrators. And in the event you don't want to use a vibrator, you can also use your hand, and that could be your dildo too. Yeah. Okay? And don't ever yuck someone's yum, because there's always a dildo near you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sam, what about you?
Men, stop being scared of her treasure chest. Okay, because one day I'm going to have me a toolbox of things, okay? And I don't want that man to be scared of it. I want to have some shuffle days where we turn off all the lights and we just put our hands in the box and the first thing we touch, that's what we're working with. Listen, if it ain't that, how you going to spice it up? Because at a certain age, you cannot be doing things that require bail money and your children are still under the age of 21. Okay? So in order to keep things legal, you're going to have to try some new things with some new objects instead of some new places outside where it might end in a mugshot. And that is how I keep saying, okay? And if that man has a problem with it, guess what? You ain't the man. For me.
Mm. Big facts. But this is a good show. I like this. We're going to have to do a part 2, though. Because we got to have another man on the show. I felt, a lot of my questions were answered, but I would love to hear, like, a perspective of somebody who, I won't say
anything about pussies?
It. Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's good. Yeah, we're going to have a pocket pussy episode, too. That'll be part 2. We're going to talk about men and their sex toys and how they...
Frank, with that, and this is what I thought tonight also, I knew men weren't going to step forward and say, but why y'all always got to do this though? Or why y'all bring it out at this time though? Or my problem with it is not the fact that y'all have it, but it's this. Because sometimes men don't want to come off like they have a problem with it when they do. Sometimes men don't want to come out and say that they okay with it when they are okay with it. And the third thing is, like, I think women are willing to talk more openly about sex toys versus men.
Yeah. Agreed. Now that I absolutely agree on. It's sad, but I mean, like, as a man, like, I personally, like, we talked about women's toys until we blew in the face. But, yeah. Like, we... my immediate guy group, there was one time we did a gag gift, which was not, it didn't go over well. We had some of our friends come over, and my friend at the time, he was just having his first kid. And mind you, his girl was pregnant with said kid, and she came to the party too. We weren't expecting that. So we gave him a gift, and it happened to be a pocket pussy. We bought it from, like, what is it, like Groupon? This is when they when Groupon still sold sex toys. So it's something cheap, plastic and shit like that. And we handed it to him and he's unboxing it. And then boom, there goes like a fleshlight and shit, right? And is it called fleshlight? The shit that go on your dick. Like it's like a fucking, the toilet roll, like the toilet tissue roll for your dick pretty much. Mm-hmm. And he goes, he's like, yo, like, I might have to use this because I ain't going to get sex for a couple weeks. And his lady was pissed at us. She was like, I can't have sex too. What the fuck were y'all expecting me to do? I was like, I don't know. It was supposed to be a gag gift. We were expecting him to be like, hey, nah, I don't use no shit like that. But the fact that he said, like, he plans on using it because he was, and to his words, to his credit, he said he's tired of using his own hand. And I was like, wait, you still have to actually use your hand in this act. He was like, I'll figure it out. I was like, okay, well, do your thing. So next episode, we definitely, for part two, we have to talk about men and their sex toys and, you know, their like or dislike for women's sex toys. Because I don't think we touched on it enough. Because, yeah.
What did we do? Plunge a man's dick with that toy?
Or the sex doll?
I would love the man's dick with that toy.
Wait, you said you would like to plunge a man? And you were calling it a plunge.
It's like a sucker. I know what you're talking about, Sam.
So, like, if it's a motion of, like, you jagging a man off, I would rather do that with an object than with my hands, because I want to feel something and I want to know that you're feeling something different while looking you in the face. It's like if a man was, like, getting your pussy, but now you're on the reverse cam where you can mm-hmm. see what your pussy be seeing.
Like for me, and I guess as a personal opinion, like, you know, I've personally thought that sex toys are a little, not sex toys, but like the sex dolls mm-hmm. are a little bit weird, because it feels like it's promoting like dead bodies and shit, because that's what it looks like to me. It's like, yo, like, they're like a mobile. And you're just out here just having your way with, like, silicone. It's a little bit weird for me.
If the majority of men are out here with pillow princesses, what's the difference?
The difference is, like, you throw it in a closet after.
You can throw your girl in the closet if you want.
Like, but, I don't know. It's just weird to me. It's like, hey, yo, I just nutted. Let me go ahead and throw this bitch in the closet. Like, what? Like, no. That's not how we do
things. Well, I hope you clean her off. That's nasty. Sanitary.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, you know, oh my God. How are we talking about this tonight? Well, basically, like, when it comes to sex dolls, like, as a guy, like, I know women, like, if you nut in a woman, she usually, like, clean herself and shit like that. But doing the cleaning yourself, like, that is fun. Yeah, that is true.
But what sometimes I like to put that dick all day, and then I'll go.
You know what? Go home, Roger.
I have one question for Shan, though, before we go. I have a question for Shan.
Yeah.
Shan, you the type to look up when you sucking dick. That's what I feel like you do.
I like eye contact, let it go longer. It's like a gobstopper.
You know what? Not a gobstopper. Oh my God. I like it. I like it a lot.
It makes them feel like filth. Don't look at me.
Yeah. Greg, do you get ashamed like when your wife looks up at you, or you like it?
Yes. Yes. I definitely get ashamed because it's like, no, look down. Look down. What do we like? No, stop this.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's like
that's when you catch their face stuck, like they about to stroke out.
Yeah, it's like when you watch porn and like immediately after you're like, yo, what is this filth? Like, no, like I don't want you looking. Like, no, like we ain't friends right now. Like, give me 4 minutes. Like, I'm good. But yeah, no. But like, I'm sorry. Right, before we leave, we gotta briefly again touch on the sex toy thing, because I'm absolutely still floored by the dead body shit that I said, that comment. So like, when you clean a sex toy, like a sex doll, like, do you have to like take your fingers and scoop that shit out? Or do you like do like you do with like a rag and like you just like squeeze it out and then you gotta like rinse water it? How do you clean a sex doll?
Milk it. I don't know.
I think it's like a little pocket kind of.
I ain't never
done it. So it's like an insert. So it's like a battery that's in like a TV remote. You just take it out and exchange it. Like, either way, yeah, no.
I feel like you're going to catch something. You might catch something with that. I don't know. I don't know.
Like, it's certain shit. Like, you already know, like, men aren't, like, the cleanest, like, humans on Earth anyway. So There's some guy who's like, you know what? Like, yeah, I'm going to fall asleep after I nut. You know, I'll clean it later. And then they never clean
it. So then, can we talk about that a little bit, though?
The build-up is character.
Listen, when men beat us, that snore be on 1,000.
Wait a minute. See, Shan, the moment you said that, there's a fucking voicemail. Somebody, you know what? We should have ended it 8 minutes
when ago. When men not that snore beyond 1,000 and that sleep be really deep, you can do anything mm-hmm. to a man after that sleep.
Yep. Absolutely. Now, who is this that's leaving a voicemail? So, shout out to Crane Hub. Let's just go ahead. Let's see what you got to say.
I was thinking you get the pressure washer out and just give it a good rinse out like you was with a bucket or something.
That is a smart man. At least he's trying to be clean. I believe in you. Thank you.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Using the pressure wash in the pussy is funny. Oh, my God. Yo, y'all got to go. We're going to all get out of here. We're going to come back because we have to have a part two. To the dildo don't matter. We're just going to call that one the dick don't matter. Because somebody's going to be offended. There's going to be a bunch of people in here leaving voicemails. And they're going to be upset because
we got another one.
It's definitely not the party. Wait, did he leave another one? Let's go.
Just do it at nighttime when your neighbors can't see you out on the driveway giving your sex doll a rinse out.
I like him. He got the right idea.
Hey, yo, can you imagine your neighbor coming out for like an evening stroll to walk the dog?
It's a garage light. It's that sensor light that comes on when you realize that you moved a little bit.
Oh, I got a headache. I got a headache from laughing.
Or you can hang it in your backyard on the clothesline. Hey, yo.
Somebody come outside the grill the next day, right? And they're like, hey, Bob, how are you? What the fuck is...
You know what would be really fucked up? If that shit blows away like balloons beyond power. Oh my God.
What's that in the sky? Is that a deer?
How do you get that down? You have to get that down. There's going to be so many questions from children.
Oh man. Like when you have like a storm or some shit like that, and next thing you know, you got.
Because from that last time that we had a storm here, I still can't find my lawn chair that was out front. Imagine if it like blew away.
Oh my God.
your neighbor gets up the next day and there's a whole sex toy at their porch just laying.
It's the one that takes it inside that's the one that's gonna
can you imagine your Ring camera like send you a notification like, hey, somebody's outside. You open the fucking front door, it's a sex doll just laying.
Is this yours? No, it's not.
Oh my goodness. Hey, yo, but that's the thing. Like, do you, like, with your sex doll, right? You know it's supposed to be in your house, but just in the event you have to clean it, like, you know, like Crane said, do you do like Andy did in Toy Story, where they have to, like, write your name at the bottom of it? Or do you have, like, a if lost, please contact, like, sticker on the ass or something? Like,
no claim on that. It's gone.
Yeah, I think it's a barcode, but I don't think anybody's really claiming it just yet.
That's like the worst thing, and I know somebody on earth this has happened to, where you were in the middle of like cleaning your sex toys and you did something and you fell and you couldn't get up and you called the closest person you could to come in and see your whole situation.
Oh my God.
But you've been playing with it's just like, shit, just close your eyes. Don't open them. Just turn straight back. No, shit. Oh, my God. I would die.
Oh, shit.
I've been there.
Oh, I think Crane, he got one more. We're going to get out of here after this voicemail. We're going to be here for another 2 hours.
Or worse off, your neighbor's dog fucks off with it.
Oh, yes, the dog. My dog would definitely be on that. Oh, absolutely. God.
Dog take the damn sex toy to the kennel.
She's not going to drag it. She's going to do it right there. She free with hers.
Because dogs...
Doggy style.
Dogs be walking up to complete strangers and humping their legs. So I don't
and then, that. Like, looking at you while they do it, giving you eye contact. Yeah. At the same time. With, like, the grip of life. You're like, so you're not letting it go.
Oh, yeah. My God. All right, y'all. We have done another great show of Loudmouth Stereo. Shan, just lead us out. I'm still fucked up off the Ring doorbell with the sex toy. That's enough for me. Wow.
It happened. It could happen to you. But, you know, thank you guys for this show. It has been really good, really informative. You guys have listened to my nonsense. This is Loudmouth Stereo. We have a special guest, Gigi. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have Greg from Young Black and Bothered and myself from She Gets a Podcast. Don't forget to check out the Loudmouth Shop with more merch on there. And also, you can find this whole podcast on your podcast platforms. Put in Loudmouth Stereo Podcast. It'll pop up. You'll see Greg, you'll see me, and you'll see the show that we've done. This show will be on there in a couple of days because you already know how I work. Saturday, what am I eating? Okay, so I might eat this on So Monday morning, I promise you this episode will be up and ready for you. And we will be back here Saturday night at 9:30 with another show for you. This is Wednesday. Hump day. We appreciate y'all listening. We appreciate y'all coming in. And thank you, Crane, for the you know, the washer and the pressure washer and all of that good stuff. We need it. Okay. Be easy with your sex toys, okay? They have feelings too. Please clean them. Please make sure you inspect who and what you're putting in your body. And the dildo doesn't matter because humans matter first. But the dildos and the toys can be toppings.
Facts.
I love that. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you.
You definitely have to come back for part two.
Yes.
But, all right, y'all. We will see you next Saturday.
Bye!
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.